producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. For those of you who might have been hoping that finally we would have a topic on hunting on the Gun Owners News Hour, I'm afraid I'm going to have to disappoint you, because how to bag a rhino really isn't about using a 400 Magnum or something like that to take down one of these armored tanks on the African veldt. It has to do with taking down an 800-pound gorilla in congressional Republican caucuses. A guy by the name of Eric Cantor, who, until a couple of guys that were too young to be taken seriously came along, he was the heir apparent to John Boehner to be the Speaker of the House. Eric Cantor, number two Republican in the House of Representatives, hailing from a virtually bulletproof, politically speaking, congressional district outside of Richmond, Virginia, had the world on a string, and he was just absolutely good to go. And it's just really fabulous to know that this kind of thing can happen in America. A couple of guys come along with a lot of idealism, no jobs to jeopardize, no families to leave biting their fingernails, just the two of them against the world. And Zach Wirl and his colleague Gray Delaney beat the establishment. Zach, thanks so much for writing about how to bag a rhino, now that we've properly interpreted the title of the book, so that the hunters among the audience don't go rushing out to polish their hunting pieces. This is a different kind of hunting, one that I have found much more satisfying over the years. I just talk to the hunters I know about. Remember, I like the organ meat. Bring me back what you can. This kind of hunting, you don't get to keep any organ meat, but, man, there was certainly some doleful funeral music being played the second Tuesday in June in 2014 when this all happened. Is that right?
Yep. Last year.
Amazing. Just amazing. I guess you're still persona non grata in certain quarters, because you, after all, were the kind of the visible point of the spear, you and your colleague, for taking down this. Let me just compliment your artwork on how to bag a rhino. There's what might appear to the unaided eye the image within a rifle scope, and there is this big old rhino. And photoshopped onto the rhino is the head of Eric Cantor, a former Republican bigwig, who's now, actually, you did him a favor, because the guy went from suffering along at, $200,000 to $300,000 a year congressional salary to who knows how many million dollars a year on K Street lobbying salary. And the back of the book ought to be a little sobering for our dear friend Senate Majority Leader, pal of Eric Cantor, because the picture, it doesn't appear that you photoshopped it. It shows these three musketeers sitting together smiling as if they just heard a dirty joke. Eric Cantor, Speaker Boehner, former Speaker Boehner, I can say, and Senate Leader Mitch McConnell. There are X's drawn through the first two. Mitch McConnell, how would a future publication of this book look with your picture? Might it have a X there, too?
Well, what's funny is when we ran the very first publication, it was only one X. It was before Boehner retired, and the day it went to the press was the day that Boehner announced his resignation. So it had to immediately go back to print.
Well, I'm glad you were that resourceful and able to do that, and I'm only sorry that you weren't overtaken still again by events, but Lord willing, any second edition, we will manage to have another X over the third musketeer, the three men who have really done so much to damage the brand, as we like to say nowadays, the brand of Republican Party. The notion that Republicans are different from Democrats has taken a terrible beating at the hands of these three guys. And it's really neat that you were able to essentially start your political career, may have ended it too for all I know, by taking down Eric Cantor. Hopefully there are people that want to hire people like you who... maybe they want to hire you just to make sure you're not gunning for them.
Well, for a shameless plug, I just started a strategy firm, consulting firm, Six Semper Strategies, which if you're familiar with Latin, Six Semper Tyrannus is what Brutus yelled as he stabbed Caesar. Now, obviously, my firm...
By the way, it's also the Virginia State motto on our Virginia State seal, which shows a semi-nude Lady Liberty with her foot on Tyrannus's neck and her, is it a trident or something? Anyway, a pointed object keeping the bad boy down. So Virginia may or may not be as wild as our slogan and seal would make you think. But there was a day when our forefathers thought that was a cool way to tell people about Virginia.
Well, the state may have dramatically changed, but the spirit still burns. The embers are still red hot. So we have to ignite that flame in the grassroots.
Well, I'd say you and your colleague came along with a pretty good-sized bellows and really got those embers burning, at least in the 7th Congressional District of Virginia. Oops.
Yeah, and we're trying to spread that throughout the country.
Let's hope from your lips to God's ears. That would be absolutely marvelous. I don't remember if it's in your book or if I had heard it otherwise, but the delightful story, which I believe is more than apocryphal, is that Mr. Cantor was so confident about winning his primary against this, what's his name again? David Bratt, the college professor from the district, that he was having dinner at a high-priced restaurant in Washington, D.C., when about maybe 9:30, his Android or his iPhone or whatever goes off. He takes a look at it. He turns completely white, gets up and leaves the table. Of course, he didn't have to worry about paying because important people don't pay for their own meals in Washington. So that wasn't a problem. And he sped back to Richmond to preside at the party that was was observing his defeat.
Well, I think it was actually like 5:30, but yeah, he got a call that said, you better get down here.
Oh, good. So was he got to enjoy more of the evening as the news was coming in. Great. Okay. Because there were indications during the day that there were some voting patterns that weren't really what they were, quote-unquote, supposed to be. You all, the reason you were able to do it, if there were one reason, and there are a lot of reasons, but if there were one that you could boil it down to, it might be that all the things that you were doing resulted in getting out a vote that Cantor wasn't even thinking of polling for their opinion in the public opinion surveys.
Well, that's correct. I mean, he assumed that conservatives who don't normally vote in primaries aren't conservatives. And so he, in our part of Virginia, there's no reason to vote in primaries. There's never really a conservative alternative. And so he didn't poll these people. He polled the people that you know, come to all of his dinner parties and show up to vote for him in the primary because that's what Eric asked him to do. And then we got people who were not part of his little machine out to the polls, and he got punished. And so he's run across the UK recently giving an interview with the BBC claiming that 20,000 Democrats voted against him in the primary, which is just hogwash.
I love it. Well, let's come back in on the Democrat myth when we get back from this break, talking with Zach World, WERELL, How to Bag a Rhino.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Zach Wuerl is a Young, and let me underscore Young, political consultant, author of a book, How to Bag a Rhino. And this is not pie-in-the-sky type of writing. This is an account of what he did to earn his, shall we say, Ph.D. in political hunting. He helped to take out, led the battle to take out Eric Cantor, number two poobah in the Republican Party, in the Congress, in the House of the United States, from an ultra-safe Republican district made for him, really. And if it would elect him, it would elect any Republican, we might go on to say. In other words, it's safe. No insult to the guy that's holding it now. It's just that they built a fortress there, assuming that Eric Cantor would need a fortress. And turned out that they forgot to put steel plates on the floor. And Zach Wirl and his band of merry marauders came in from underneath and took out the incumbent congressman who claims that Democrats did it. But as we were talking about just before the break, not really so. Now, if you don't know much, it's a plausible argument that the Democrats took Cantor out because in Virginia, anybody can vote in a primary as long as they're a registered voter. And the way Democrats run elections, I suppose we could almost say anybody could vote in a Republican primary.
Dead or alive, registered
or not. Just if you got a pulse, come on in and we don't really care who you are. But the fact of the matter is that and the intriguing thing is that there are people apparently, and I'd read this and you were alluding to it, who will pay Cantor even to go over to cross the pond, go to England, and give a talk, I presume, on how to win an election.
Well, it's worse than that. He might be doing that overseas, but he gave a talk in Bratt's own district at the Virginia Conservative Network where conservatives were not allowed to enter. I was physically barred, other activists were physically barred, and his talk at this convention for establishment types only was how to win elections. If that's not just unbelievable. And he invited other members of the congressional delegation down and didn't alert Dave Bratt to the fact.
Now, they weren't doing a filming of Saturday Night Live or anything? I mean, they were really serious having a loser. I mean, a major loser, a guy that lost something that should not have been lost, was not expected to be lost, it designed it never to be lost, and he lost it. Way to go.
It speaks to their arrogance. Eric Cantor is Jeb Bush's point guy in Virginia. If that doesn't say tone deaf, I don't know what does.
It also tells us why Jeb Bush is tickling zero in the polls right now, too. Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting. They maybe they've had their day. If from Florida, Virginia, the establishment Republican let's make a deal with the Democrats so that the Democrats can do what they want, even though we were elected to oppose them, the type of Republicans, people seem to have been increasingly seeing them for what they are and rejecting them. Not that Gun Owners of America is a Trump endorser. We've endorsed Senator Cruz for president. But I can see why Donald Trump is doing so well, because he's speaking to the very kind of disgust that you guys capitalized on in getting rid of Eric Cantor.
Well, that's what I tell people. When people are struggling to understand the Trump phenomenon, I'm telling them you're doing it the wrong way. Dave Bratt was really the canary in the coal mine for this waiver. People don't understand it from a policy perspective. Well, for these people, it's not about policy, who has the most precise tax plan or whatever. It's about who's going to break the stuff the fastest. And so a lot of people see Donald Trump as being the guy who can break the stuff the fastest.
Well, and there's a lot of truth to that. So if that's as far as their analysis goes, he's their guy. And he's delivering, and he's loving every minute of it. You can tell. So, again, we could live with Donald Trump if he's the nominee, but we've got another preference. But he is smart enough to see exactly what apparently the the Republican establishment when it's up in their face and it's smacking them hard on the jaw, they still won't acknowledge what's going on.
No, they're tone deaf. They think that in order to win elections, because they're being led around by the nose, by these big consultants who stand to make a lot of money, that the way to win is to just look like the Democrats, but not quite be Democrat-like, when really this is a turnout game. We don't have very many undecideds to convince. It's about convincing our people to come to the polls. And someone like Dave Brad draws people out of the woodwork to the polls. A guy like Eric Cantor, they stay at home and they don't really care, because what's exciting about a corrupt, cronyist, globalist, sold-out establishmentarian? Nothing.
And evidently you can now back that seemingly outlandish opinion up with some pretty convincing proof that an awful lot of people did come out of the woodwork in the 7th District of Virginia. I can remember I was talking to a businessman that had a in the course of his daily and weekly routine contact with an awful lot of people down in the 7th District a few years ago. And the one thing that I could tell he wanted almost as much as making his next business sale was to get rid of Eric Cantor. Oh, my. And I thought, well, you know, someday somebody's going to come along and tap into that. And they did. And the guy's name is David Bratt. And he has a new first name, Congressman.
Right. That's right.
I just love it.
So these establishment types, they think that just by greasing the palms of the elites that they can pull fast ones on the rest of us. And the American people are waking up.
You know, we've both been taking shots at the consultants. And, of course, you're one of them, too. But what we're talking about are the consultants that have an idea primarily of a campaign that's media-driven and not necessarily that punchy at that. And the more media they can run, the more commission they're going to get, because their contract with the candidate usually gives them a slice of the budget spent on radio, TV, and newspaper, if anybody still does that, advertising done for the campaign. And so there's an awful lot of money just from that alone in a traditional Republican-run campaign. And the idea that you get out and do what you guys did, which was to figure out what it was that people in the district were concerned about, and then get that message out, which was done as much as anything, if I got it right, by one mailing and maybe some other targeted mailings, but you kind of had to roll the dice at all at one go, and you had it right, and apparently Eric Cantor and his company still hadn't quite figured it out. Going to be back and talk some more with Zach Wirl about how to bag a rhino. We'll talk about recipes later.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models, or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with a rhino killer, the killer of a rhino's political career. His book, How to Bag a Rhino, Zach Wirl and a colleague were the point of the spear in charge of David Bratt's successful congressional campaign for a brief period, really. I guess it was 3-4 months in the run-up to the June primary in 2014. That's when Virginia primary elections are held. And voila, we have some rhino ready to be cooked. Now, my guess is that the best rhino recipes are kind of like revenge, best served cold.
Oh, yes, with a little bit of cocktail sauce.
Oh, yes, some canapes, please.
And a fine Chianti.
There we go. It's perfect now. So, anyway, the district was not really the establishment in the 7th Congressional District, which is basically the Richmond suburb. It's where all the political elite of the state live and work. And they simply did not see it coming. And it's not as if what you were doing was intended to be secret. In fact, from everything I can deduce from, you know, we eventually caught on to what was going on down there and made a very late endorsement before the primary.
Yes.
And we did some robocalls. But, I mean, my goodness, that was all in the last month. Most of the work, the groundwork had certainly all been done by then, which is what had caught our eye, because it was just a matter of closing the deal in that last month, which you did marvelously. And with a shoestring budget, well, you were outspent something grotesque, like however many million to maybe $350,000, something like that.
Probably on the order of $10 million, both in open and dark money from the establishment versus our about $380,000 total.
So, and even if you had campaign committee dollar compared to campaign committee dollar, it was still probably 5 or 6 to 1 ratio.
More than that. It was at least 10 times.
Okay. So at least 10 times. So Cantor had a budget, had raised pushing $4 million, and y'all didn't even have 400 that had come in by election day. I mean, even our contribution didn't get to you until quite some time after the primary. So that's how long it took. You know, we were probably in the 99th percentile, and still we didn't get on board with any money until it was already done. That's how incredible what you guys did was. And I'm so glad you put it in your book, How to Bag a Rhino. This ought to be a textbook for going after people like John Boehner. Actually, maybe it was. Who knows? J.D. Winteregg had primaried him 2 years ago and was in a primary again this year when Boehner decided to raise the white flag. Let's hope others.
Guess it was his senior advisor on that, the second one.
Ooh. Let's make sure everybody knows. Excellent. Now the plot thickens indeed. I hope you have enough money for a bodyguard.
Well, thanks to Virginia's gun laws, let's just say I never feel without protection.
Good. But that doesn't take away from the need to, when going into a dark parking lot at night, for goodness sakes, don't go fat, dumb, and happy.
No.
It's a habit that I've had to try to break myself over the years, because when you beard the lion too many times, the lion can do more than just roar. And
that's
certainly, as far as a business proposition, they could try to ruin you. The beauty of it is that now people know that if a candidate wants to have an insurgent campaign, he can talk to you, he can talk to your colleague, others that you might have run across, that if you're too busy now taking out members of the establishment, there might be some others that are willing to take on the job in other campaigns. I hope yours is a growth industry. Any signs of that?
I would think so. You know, just last week I was flown out to Arkansas to become the senior advisor for Curtis Coleman, who's challenging John Bozeman in the Senate primary there in Arkansas. He had read the book and in a matter of 2 days decided to run for Senate and raise $20,000 to get on the ballot. And so I was out there last week.
So how
the book
excellent.
Is really helping.
Well, this book needs to be banned.
Well, you know, Peter Schweitzer, who wrote Clinton Cash and Throw Them All Out, said this is the book the Republican establishment does not want you to read, which means read it and read
what
it.
What a lovely endorsement. The next time you do a printing, that's got to be on at least the back cover, if not the front cover.
It's already on the back cover.
Oh, is it? I didn't see that from Schweitzer.
Yeah.
Maybe I have an earlier version.
Maybe,
there.
Yeah.
But, no, I've enjoyed just, oh, I see. It's under the, I got so stuck on the photo of X over Cantor, X over Boehner, and they all have kind of a smile on their face. It's really cool. And there's McConnell.
You have to wonder what deal they just cut with Pelosi in the picture.
That's right. And how many billions of dollars they left my grandchildren to pay off. I just love it. They're going to be paying taxes into that same theft pool that I am and you are. So there is a little bit of justice going around there. This didn't come as a complete ripe fruit dropping into your lap. You guys kind of had to work for one thing. There had been what was called a campaign before you came on board. David Bratt, really, if there ever were a citizen candidate that responded to a call, I guess it was he. And there are downsides to that as well as upsides. And, of course, the downside is that the campaign isn't necessarily put together according to any textbook.
Well, yeah, I mean, so I came on actually in November of 2013. You know, I was talking to him, but he had been recruited the year prior. And so it took a very long time to start building the infrastructure, and the plane didn't take off until about middle of April, beginning of May. So it was a tremendous building project. This wasn't something that we just cooked up overnight.
So at best you had about 2 months to make this happen.
Right, exactly.
I find that as almost as mind-boggling as getting rid of Cantor himself. I mean, even if you'd have had 6 months or a year, that would have been an impressive thing to do. Clearly, in part, what was waiting to happen was the conservative voter in that district who was so dispirited they didn't even show up in the standard surveys was waiting for a candidate like the one you recruited. Or was recruited, and you took the campaign reins. It was an amazing thing.
We knew that there was a floor of about 25%, because that was what the previous primary challenger had received, and he didn't have much of a campaign. Great guy, not taking anything away from him. But the important lesson of the book is being right is not sufficient to win. Let me say that again. Being right is not sufficient to win. So do not go into this like Sir Galahad thinking, oh, because my heart is pure, therefore I shall prevail. No, you have to do the things that need to be done in order to win. And with Dave Bratt, because we didn't have the money, that was really the blocking and tackling of politics. It was door-to-door and phone calls and pressing the flesh with every single possible human being there was.
You know, I remember attending a Tea Party meeting here in Northern Virginia, not far from the Gun Owners of America office, and a couple of ladies in their 70s came up, and I will finish telling you about the impression they made. When we get back from the break, we are talking with Zach Worrell, W-E-L-L, How to Bag a Rhino. We'll be back with some more target practice for you in just a moment.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Zach Worrell, one of a couple of guys, very young consultants, got involved in a political campaign by a political nobody, a very upstanding guy, Professor David Bratt from a university in the Richmond suburbs, and ended up sending Dr. Bratt to Congress. And it was something that really took most people by complete surprise. Certainly it took Mr. Cantor by surprise. And we're just still trying to absorb it all as to how this could have been done on such a shoestring, because if I'm not mistaken, there might have been one Republican voter mailing, and there may have been other smaller mailings that volunteers were doing of their own, but your resources were so limited that you really couldn't do a whole lot more than that.
No, what we did was we operated on the theory that there were a lot of conservatives that don't normally vote in primaries who would come out to take this guy out. And so that's what got Cantor by surprise. They were polling people who vote in every single Republican primary. And of course they were up 60-40, because those people are just by rote memory vote for Cantor all the time. But the fact that it was 60-40 should have been a little troubling. And what we did was we got everybody and their brother who leans conservative even a little bit to come out and vote.
Your 40 was a lot more motivated than was their 60, assuming that those were accurate numbers, and they may have been. But then there was, as you're saying, there was a universe of people that were not in that 60, not in the 40. They just never got contacted because nobody thought, at least the ruling elite never thought, that they amounted to anything. And it's to the credit of you guys that you saw that if you could sufficiently show voters in the district that Eric Cantor was not the conservative that he said he was, but in fact he was the great pretender, that would energize people that before had been somnambulant and not voting.
Well, and see, Eric made our job very easy because he started out his campaign on January the 10th by sending out a mail piece saying that we could not afford to risk the future of our economy on liberal Dave Brass economic theories, which to me sounds a lot like George H.W. Bush calling Reagan's theories voodoo economics. And when our whole campaign was about the issues, how he wasn't telling the truth, he had a tremendous advantage being an incumbent, but when he was lying about such a basic fact, it made the case a much easier sell. If he's lying to you about a very conservative member of the public that everyone knows is conservative, then what else is he lying to you about?
A not very well-kept secret that Professor Brett taught Mises free market economics in his economics classes at the local university, and to call him a liberal was to either suggest that you were flat stupid or flat lying. But you were flat out a luck when you tried that approach.
Yes. I mean, we didn't use it in the campaign, but there was Eric Cantor had introduced Dave Brett as a great conservative intellectual at an event a few years prior. So, you know, if Eric Cantor himself at some point must have thought he changed, or he just decided to not tell the truth this time. And the people saw it.
Well, I hope that more than Arkansas has been infected by your example, that people around the country hopefully are energized to do something that could really change the face of the political scene here in Washington. We've probably seen about as many Democrats get beat by Republicans as we're going to see. And there may be a few more that could be tossed out, but we're you know, getting into the 95th, 96th percentile of seats available. Now the challenge is to do what you guys did in primaries and go after these great pretenders and show the district that they supposedly represent that they are a pretender. And your lesson, I think, is ought to be very encouraging. If that message can be gotten across, and you did it for under $400,000 in, let's be fair and say maybe 3 months if some of that money was raised before then, a very short period of time you were able to get that message out because it was really something that people wanted to know, thought they'd never hear, and therefore never went to vote because what's the use?
That's right, and it's just about telling the truth. If we had been caught making up something or stretching the truth, we would have been cooked because when people think both candidates are dishonest, they'll just go with the devil they know. And so we sourced everything. Every piece of literature we put out with one of Cantor's votes for amnesty or Obamacare or whatever, we put the bill number. And Dave would always say, I'm running for public office. Don't believe me. You know, other politicians lie to you all the time. You have good reason to be cynical. Just Google it. Here's the bill number. Google it. And that added a level of credibility that Eric Cantor simply didn't have, because if you Googled Dave Brett, you'd see he was not a liberal college professor, even though they put up a website claiming that paid for and authorized by Eric Cantor. They called it WeCheckTheFacts.com. And so it said at the bottom, paid for by Eric Cantor for Congress. So people just knew that their congressman was up to no good, and Cantor made it pretty easy to sell them that he was a facetious liar. And that's what we did.
You know, if your approach to a congressional race could be followed in enough districts around the country, I think that alone could have an impact on the presidential election. Because if people who don't always come out to vote at the level of a congressional election are energized and coming out to vote, then I think it's a reasonably safe assumption that if the top of the ticket is speaking conservatives, somebody like a Ted Cruz that we've endorsed, people are going to come out and vote for sure, because now they've got two reasons, the top of the ticket and the congressman in their district. And this could produce, I think, It's not going to, as I was saying a minute ago, I don't think it'll get rid of that many more Democrats. That's possible. It's some more will go. But it would get rid of Republicans in primaries that need to be gotten rid of.
Well, one of my sayings, I love sayings. I live by the turn of phrase. One of my sayings is with Republicans like these who need the Democrats. And if the American people start to understand that they've been sold a bill of goods by people that are only looking out for their bottom line and their IRAs and 401ks and not theirs, running under the banner of Republicanism, we can really change the dynamic here in this country. The people are hungry for change. As I said before, David Brat was the canary in the coal mine for Trump, Cruz, Carson. The people are waking up to this nonsense, and if we can keep pushing, then they're going to keep falling. But nothing moves unless pushed.
Well, I think we now have seen that it's worth trying to push. It's worth getting one's shoulder to the wheel, indeed. Is there a website that you would like for folks to have so that they could get some more information?
Sure. If you want to buy the book and learn more about the book itself, How to Bag a Rhino, it's just howtobagarhino.com, R-I-N-O, no H, howtobagarhino.com. And if you're a candidate or vendor or somebody who wants to get in touch with myself, you can go to sicksemperstrategies.com. That's S-I-C-S-E-M-T-E-R strategies.com.
I love it. Of course, the Virginia State Seal that we mentioned earlier that has that slogan on it, thus always to tyrants, sic semper tyrannis. And I guess it's a slogan that's also emblazoned on the Culpeper battle flag, which is, again, another Virginia piece of Virginia heritage, which is the coiled rattlesnake. Which means this is not an inviting place for a tyrant to put his boot.
and as Sam Adams told us, it does not take a majority to prevail. It takes a tireless minority lighting brush fires of liberty in the hearts and minds of men. This movement does not require 50% of your neighbors or more. It requires 5 to 10 of your neighbors mutually pledged, mutually bonded, spreading the word of liberty. And if we do this around the country, it will be a change that echoes of the revolution. But our founding fathers gave us a revolutionary means that doesn't require bloodshed, and that is the ballot box. So we need to start using it.
And this non-majoritarian approach is what actually results in an electoral majority. That's the neat thing about this. And so we don't have to worry about whether we can see where the 51% are when we get started. We just have to know where all those voters are in our precinct. And you guys did that precinct by precinct. Folks, you can read some more detail on how this form of hunting was conducted. You don't even need a license for it. It's called How to Bag a Rhino. No license fee needed. Just go and get you a rhino or check out sicksemperstrategies.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.